The dust has settled on the drama surrounding the appointment of a new chief of police. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman has brought Anthony Holloway on board. During the public meet and greet, Holloway said pursuing drug-related crimes is key to making a reduction in crime visible.
The biggest thing, we're going to look at the core issues here that are the core things that people always want to talk about: burglaries, robbery, prostitution, and drugs. And that's what I said. Drugs being on the top, people do burglaries for drugs. People do prostitution for drugs. And people do drugs just so they can make money off of it. So we're going to be looking at those things. And if we can decrease those four things, I think the people in the city are going to see a decrease in crime. And also that fear of crime is going to start to go away.
Neighborhood crime watch groups often aid the police department, serving as their eyes and ears within the community. These are close-knit groups who know the residents of their area personally. Debbie Cole, a member of Allendale Neighborhood Watch in St. Petersburg, said patrolling the neighborhood reveals the problem of drug-related crimes.
We see that quite frequently of young kids walking down the street, you know, and they're standing on a corner on a cell phone, and we drive around the block and here comes a car, you know, and 5 seconds later, the car's gone. So you know what happened.
Putting more feet on the street might seem like a simple, quick fix. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman doesn't consider increasing manpower as the first priority. He said he's committed to increasing the number of cops after other options are exhausted.
On the flip side, before you start spending the kind of money it takes to add more staff, more officers, you need to look at deployment and to make sure that that's not the issue. It's how we're deploying officers, you know, and are we doing it in a way that's the most effective? If we're not, then, you know, I think we change deployment first and see if that works. And if that still doesn't work, then you look at bringing in officers. But if we determine that it's not a deployment issue, then it's incumbent upon my administration to find the revenues that we need to hire more officers.
Deputy Mayor Kanika Tomlin said growing up in St. Petersburg area is just one of the aspects of Anthony Holloway which make him a good fit as the new chief of police.
He's led Clearwater's police department with great expertise, working in some of the areas that are specifically important to us, in introducing technology in ways that help to lower the crime rate, building important community bridges with the people who call the community home in a way that reinforces trust, and really just being out front and connected to the community.
Some in attendance were hoping to gain the new police chief's ear. Holloway said focusing on collaboration and open dialogue within the community and the police department are at the core of his first 100 days in office.
The first 100 days, just getting everybody to start to work together and get everybody to communicate. A lot of people will be fearful to tell me what the problems or the issues are, both the officers and the community, but they're going to have to, you know, get to know me, and I have to get to know them and say, okay, what are our problems? What are our issues? And just like you said, put it on that board and go, okay, this is what I keep hearing. This is a theme, and I don't know what that theme is. So I want to hear what that theme is, be with the officers and with the community, and I guarantee you we'll come up with a great plan.
Anthony Holloway will become the new St. Petersburg Chief of Police effective mid-August. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in St. Petersburg.